Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. Let's sing that as a song that helps us to focus on the Lord and to commit everything else to him. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. Number 334. Today's our day of prayer. For those that would like to just continue to wait upon God until near lunchtime, this room will be open for that. Okay, so when you have to leave, please remember that there'll be those that will continue to pray and seek the Lord. And so do your visiting outside. And if you want to come back later, we'll be here. And you can join with us. But let's make this our day of prayer today. Okay? 334.
Like a river.
Of your life, that those years will pass. I remember those years, and sometimes they were very confusing, and there were a lot of difficulties connected with being a teenager. But I'm not a teenager anymore, if you haven't noticed, and I survived my teen years. As a matter of fact, I look back at my teen years as some of the best years of my life, because Jesus began to reveal himself to me and make himself real to me during that time. And as my other friends, teen friends, were getting involved in many sinful things and things that only served to mess them up, the Lord was calling me away from that. It was calling me to himself and giving me opportunity to find him and to learn his ways and so on. And I really do look back over my teen years as some of the best years of my life. And not everybody can do that, I know that. Some of my friends that I run into now years later, it was their teen years where they got so messed up and they've been suffering because of that for years. So, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But you know, what I wanted to say also is that there are some things that that sorrows that do stay with us throughout our lives. I don't want to make light of any sorrows. You lose a loved one, maybe a child, and you carry that with you. I know that. But we also there need to understand, but there is coming a day of joy. That is promised to us. Joy comes in the morning for the Christian. They say that the black people down south, enslaved and on the cotton fields working. When you go down south and you go to the churches, many of their songs are about heaven. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that'll be, and so on. And they say that they used to sing that, the Christians used to sing that in the cotton fields, because they knew that here on earth their life was a life of slavery. There was no way around that. For the rest of their life, as far as they knew, they would be a slave. And their children would be born into that as well. But even then, they knew that for the Christian, joy comes in the morning. That this isn't forever. And so rather than occupy themselves with the tragedies and the injustices of their life, they focused on the joy that's coming in the morning, and that one day I'm going to be free, and I'm going to be free in Christ. And they began to praise him for that and sing about that and look up and look forward to his return. And that's why when you go down south, there's so many songs about heaven. And so, as I say, that sometimes there are sorrows that are with us for our lives, but never forget, joy comes in the morning. Praise God. Let's stand and sing that last verse, and then we'll be dismissed. Every joy. Sorrowful yet always rejoicing, Paul said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I saw Sister Jean in Target a few weeks ago. It was so nice. I think she was buying potato chips or something. I don't know what it was. But she wasn't coming to camp this year. I felt so bad. Are you going to be there? No, I can't be there this year. And she felt bad, and I felt bad. And here she is. She must have got a call from Andrew, too. Praise God. We're so glad you're here, Sister Jean. Will you pray with us, please? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we want to thank you for your presence here. Thank you, O God, for the Holy Spirit, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Which rules our hearts, each of our hearts to you, Lord. God, we thank you for your perfect peace that only comes from you. Lord, I pray that as we go through this day, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, that your presence will rest upon each and every one of us. Lord, lead us. Continue to guide us in your way, in your path, Lord. Jesus, help us to put aside anything, any trouble, anything that might want to come in, oh God.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
I pray that you overrule.
Shadow Jesus in this place, in our life.
Today,
break
God.
Through the darkness.
Cause
the morning.
Your perfect
yes, Lord.
Rest. We thank you that you have this gift for each and every one of us. Guide us today. Keep us under your blood. Draw us closer to you these days and to each other, Lord. Thank you for that sense of unity that you want to place in our hearts, O God. Draw us unto yourself that we might be all one with you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God be with you today. And let's walk with him. you'll be walking with us.
But we're talking about the very cause of it, the very root of it. We know that you can bring healing to those hurts, and you can give hope where hope has been lost. Jesus, we pray that you will cause people's eyes to be turned to you in such a way that the light of your presence, the glory of your presence, will bring joy and victory and hope to those that are in need of that today. Lord, we know that some people have suffered real losses over the years, and Jesus, only you can reach down into those places in their life and give them peace and give them that joyful expectation that joy comes in the morning. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, teach us how to rejoice in you. Teach us how to praise you in a way that really honors you, Lord. Jesus, teach us how to get our eyes off of those temporary things that are just for a moment. And, oh God, help us to pursue that lifelong favor of God, that smile of God upon our lives. Bless the little children, Lord. Drive away all homesickness and any sadness or sorrow that they're suffering, Lord. Help them to find you in such a way that they, even if they go back to those difficult circumstances, that they'll know that they're kept by God, they're loved by God, they're in His hand and in His heart, and that you'll enable them to serve you joyfully wherever you place them. Amen.